Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com, and it is our weekly conversation with John Mozeliak. It starts today. We call it Mondays with Mo. If you're new to the website, we'll visit with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, every single week here on Scoops with DannyMac.com. This is the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. Lou Fuse, 14 brands, 10 stores in St. Louis. Make sure when you're thinking about a new or used car, think Lou Fuse. We are St. Louis. Well, this visit with John is so much about just where the Cardinals are at the beginning of spring training. A potential, well, maybe contract extension for Yadier Molina. Make him a Cardinal for life. Well, that is something that we'll get into. If you're new to the website, maybe look at some of the older entries that we have for podcasts. One of those was Ted Simmons, and I asked Ted about Yadi and what makes him so special.
Yadi has the ability to be a hitting instructor, pitching coach, the manager, the catcher. He has the ability to do all those things. What's extraordinary about him is he can do them all at the same time. And when you think about that, I'm not exaggerating. He might not be willing to do it, but if for some reason that became necessary, he could do it.
You think so?
I absolutely do. He could hit. He's become a great hitter. He's become a run producer. He's now learned to hit with power. I mean, you know, his whole offensive approach is significant today as opposed to when he first came. He understands the pitching inside out. I mean, when he goes to the mound to stop play, and everybody comes to the mound, I mean, it's because he is the pitching coach and he is out there reflecting the manager's intent and the pitching coach's intent. And he makes it plain to everyone when he gets out there. And then he goes back and is then catcher again. And it's very likely in the next half inning, he's leading off and is apt to homer.
Yeah.
So you're looking at an extraordinary, extraordinary player. One I've never seen in my life offensively like him.
Congratulations to Ted, headed to the Hall of Fame. Other subjects that we'll get into with Mo, the left field battle, where they're at with their rotation, who might close if Carlos Martinez is in the rotation. And we'll also talk about what's happening in the game today. And that is, well, it's the Houston Astros, the cheating scandal with them and the Boston Red Sox. Last week here at Cardinals camp, the Cardinals hitting coach, Jeff Albert, who used to be a member of the Astros, addressed the media about that situation.
In 2017, I'm the minor league coordinator. And 2018, my experience wasn't really like kind of a lot of stuff that's kind of coming out in the media now. So I did not really experience a lot of conversation with players, staff, anything like that had to do with anything that I thought was not legal, going on there.
What did you feel if you had seen something? Was there an avenue for you to say anything?
I think that would have been really tough. So I understand, from whether it's different players, staff members, whatever the case may be, I could kind of go back to that time, and I do think that would have been a tough position to be in. I didn't feel like there was any, like looking around, like I said, conversations with staff, players, or just looking around, I didn't really feel like I was watching or witnessing anything that was out of the ordinary.
So what changes could be happening for Major League Baseball concerning rules in terms of making sure that this doesn't happen again? We'll get into that with John Mozeliak here on Mondays with Mo. Triad Bank is a full-service financial institution established to provide a wide range of commercial and personal banking services to closely held businesses, their owners, and families. I do my banking with Scoops with DannyMac.com through Triad Bank. I would hope that you would as well. TriadBanking.com. A visit with John Mozeliak is next.
It's all aboard the newest restaurant in St. Louis, the Train Shed at Union Station. Perfect place before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Historic St. Louis Union Station is downtown's newest dining destination with Train Shed's creative pub and the Soda Fountain's modern diner. The Train Shed at Union Station.
Mo, another year is upon us. You have been in this game for a long, long time. Do you still get excited when spring training comes around?
Oh, absolutely. First off, it's always that exciting moment of spring's approaching.
You know that baseball season's getting closer, but just seeing everybody gathered down here and you know, candidly, the pressure of spring training, especially the first couple weeks, isn't that high. So in terms of just being able to embrace while you're here and what you're doing, it's so much fun. And you know, I certainly think that as you lead up to games, there's a lot of things that you want to see happen and get done, but just the energy level that you experience when you're down here is something that is, I think, is very special.
What excites you about the 2020 Cardinals?
You know, first off, I think we'll be a good club, but the thing that I'm most excited to watch, especially in camp, is just really to see how our club looks from an offensive standpoint. You know, I think about what we try to do this offseason, some of the strategies that we've tried to put into place, and knowing what hitters were working on, I think it'll be exciting just to see how that transitions from paper to practice.
It takes a while, and Jeff Albert now in year two, is that part of it too, kind of getting his system implemented and the players that, you know, used to him and vice versa?
I would imagine that last year we probably took that for granted a little bit, not knowing that, you know, teacher has to understand student has to understand teacher, and perhaps we thought that would be a lot more seamless than it really was. But I do feel like now that we've had a year under our belt, that the players understand what's expected from them, and I think Jeff understands that there's some adjustments he has to make on his end as well.
I remember we were visiting in the fall, and you said, well, Carp's got to make some adjustments, whether it's physically, mentally, what's happening at the plate, those kind of things. What have you learned, at least initially here in spring training, or talked to him about in terms of getting back to the kind of player and hitter that he can be?
Well, I think at first he just looks stronger. So, you know, I think he tends to, when he goes away for the off season, he tends to come back maybe a little too lean. And I think, you know, over a course of a season, I think that affects him a little bit. So I think the added muscle mass was something that he needed to do, and I think that was smart. And, you know, just talking to him, I think he realizes that, you know, last year was not the year he wanted to have, and he's owned that, and I think he wants to see a much different outcome.
This time last year, you're about to have a cup of coffee with Paul Goldschmidt and turn that into, well, a long-term deal with the St. Louis Cardinals. Now with a year under his belt and being relaxed maybe with family and those kind of things in St. Louis and situated, what kind of year do you think Paul Goldschmidt could have?
You know, I think expectations are always tough when you sign one of those types of contracts, and so the fact that it is a year away now, I think, gives you a little bit more breathing room. So expectations for him are very high. I also think just understanding the city, understanding his own routine is something that he now has. And so, you know, I think taking that next step forward is something that is very reasonable to assume. And I think he's in a very good spot, and I know he would like to have a much stronger year as well.
The day the season ended, people were talking about lineup construction for 2020. What do you think about the lineup right now in terms of up top and where did Goldie might hit? Is he three? Is he four? Is he going to stay at three? I mean, all those things. How do you think this is all going to play out?
Ask Mike Schilt. you know, I think, like, just overarching, I think is I do think we have options though to hit people in different spots, and I think, you know, you're hoping that's the sort of the depth of your lineup that gives you that flexibility. But I can understand why people will question, well, why didn't you add more offense? But baseball is an interesting game. You can go out and sign the best player in the game offensively, but if you don't have things around it, it won't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think collectively we all recognize that last year was not a good year for us offensively, so collectively we need a better year.
Harrison Bader is part of that. Are you seeing signs maybe just initially, and I know there's not live games yet, but initially that he looks like a better player too at the plate?
He certainly looks stronger from a physical standpoint. I have not spent a whole lot of time in the backfields watching people hit yet, but you know, I have read that his swing looks a little different, and so I'm certainly excited to see what those changes look like, and more importantly, do those changes show better results?
Do you think that Paul DeJong has got to sit a little bit more throughout the season this year just to give him, maybe it's a mental break, but also the physical part of that too?
You know, I think every player is different, but allowing players to catch their breath during a year, during the season, I think is very real and something that we should be cognizant of. And you look at our season and you can look at our schedule right now, and there's certainly times where you're going to be like, okay, coming back from that road trip, you're probably going to be a little more tired. So trying to take advantage of that 26 man, I think would be smart, and allowing people to catch their breath from time to time is, I think, very, very smart.
It's going to be a fun outfield competition. What does Tyler O'Neill have to do in terms of getting to the next level and becoming potentially an everyday major league player?
You know, I think in Tyler's case, he has to have the self-confidence that he belongs, because the way he plays at AAA versus what we've seen here at the big leagues is almost two different players. You know, you ask Stubby Clapp and ask him to grade out his defense, he would put him as an elite defender. Here, it hasn't quite gone as smoothly. And I think from an offensive standpoint, obviously trying to put the ball in play, making hard contact more often is something that's important. So, you know, combining all of that, knowing that he belongs, I do think he's entering this camp, though, with the mindset of, you know, I'm getting a true chance. Versus in the past years, he knew no matter what he did, it wasn't probably going to be enough.
Sure.
Whereas now, with the opportunities that exist in this outfield, he knows if he does well, he'll get a chance to play.
How about Lane Thomas? Small sample size, but from what we've seen at the major league level, this kid can play. What are you anticipating with him?
Well, you know, very similar comment that we just talked about with O'Neill, a little different in terms of their game, but, you know, both are very athletic. Both, I think, have a chance to be plus defenders. So when you look at how our outfield might shake out, you know, having a good 6 weeks here is important, but I think that's one of the things we want to just make sure these guys understand, that it's not all about these 6 weeks, but certainly take advantage of it, try to show improvements where you need to. I think what Lane was able to do when we got to see him last year at the big leagues was a very exciting player. Certainly felt like we missed him in September, and so just being able to know that he's healthy and ready to contribute on an everyday basis, I think, is good news for the Cardinals.
Dylan Carlson, your expectations for him in this spring camp?
Well, if you recall last year, he had a really good camp. I don't think his camp is necessarily going to decide like where he ends up. When you have O'Neill and Lane Thomas where they are, they've got to get sort of first opportunity. I think obviously Bader needs a good camp as well, and we want Dex to as well. But, you know, ultimately it's going to come down to him being able to get his at-bats, defensively move him around a little bit in the outfield. But, you know, when you look back at last year, very successful year at AA, went up to AAA and certainly made the most of it. But I think for him, getting a few more AAA at-bats is most important. And, you know, but I also think, you know, depending on what Lane and Tyler do, really will dictate that.
As I mentioned when we started this, you've been in baseball for a long time, so you can pick up things that maybe the average fan doesn't when you're watching something as simple as a bullpen. Is there been a guy that has really caught your attention, even though it's early, but just watching him throw and how the ball's coming out of his hand right now?
You know, nothing that jumps out at me other than maybe Oviedo.
He's a big dude, by the way.
Yeah, he absolutely looks the part. But when you're talking about just sort of like ball leaving hand, it's pretty impressive. And so right now, I think like the good news for the Cardinals is we have a lot of different options on what our pitching may or may not look like. It's early in camp right now. I think, we're just doing the soft bullpens right now. Ultimately, we'll start seeing live BPs, but as I look at it, you know, my fingers are crossed we can have a healthy camp, because that's most important.
How about KK Kim? You've had the chance now to see him up close. What have you seen out of him?
Kind of as advertised.
Really?
But, you know, I think from just a personality standpoint, really nice guy. I think he's enjoying his brief time here, and, you know, I think he's someone that you know, certainly wants to compete for a rotation spot, and so, you know, it's going to be very competitive to see who breaks as our five, but, you know, clearly looks like he has the right package to start.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like Carlos Martinez seems to be, just from the eye test, in better shape even than last year. He looks in pretty good shape coming into camp.
Yeah, he looks great. I was actually talking with some people earlier that he clearly is someone that used his offseason wisely, and I think, you know, that'll help him. And, you know, you think back to the last couple of years, we've been trying to get him back into the rotation, but it just wasn't working. This year, he wanted to get back in the rotation, so I think he approached it differently, and fingers crossed it'll work out for him.
Any idea on a closer as we sit here and talk in February?
Well, I mean, I certainly have some ideas, but I really don't want to start, like, naming names right now. I think the most important thing is that we're going to have some options, and, you know, obviously we feel like we've got some horsepower down there, so in terms of who gets that, I think, you know, will allow the next 6 weeks to sort of dictate it.
One of the guys I love to watch when he's healthy, and I know you do too, and fans do, is Alex Reyes. How's Alex doing, and your expectations for Alex coming out of this camp?
So I would say this. I've only seen him throw briefly, but in terms of expectations, I think they're low. When you look at how we set up our off season and our roster, We didn't go into this thinking he's going to be in our bullpen or he's going to be in our rotation, because the last few years have not gone as planned. And so I think for him, really, he just needs to show he's healthy. And then when he gets the opportunity to throw, he needs some success.
Mo, Yadi's entering the final year of his contract. At what point do you start at least discussing that with Yadi, if that has already happened? Probably, I guess, some of those conversations. But at what point do you start really amping that up and, you know, think about the end of this deal and maybe another one?
You know, I think that's something that Mr. DeWitt and I need to sit down and do first, and then at some point I imagine I will connect with his agent.
I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points, and the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you. Hair Saloon for Men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair Saloon for Men. Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hotshot's legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hotshot's near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues.
Rule changes in the game. The 26 man on a roster, how are the Cardinals approaching that particular spot?
Well, I think for us, there's really sort of two ways you can look at it. One is having someone that can be very flexible in terms of positions played, or it could be maybe a third catcher. So I think, like, every team's going to treat it differently. The way we're lined up, I think we could probably go either way.
Yeah, Brad Miller was signed. Tell us a little bit about him and your bench and that competition, maybe with Miller now in the mix.
Well, again, going back to the sort of that 26-man
exactly.
type of opportunity and the fact that, you know, someone that can swing it from the left side, I just feel like, and can play multiple defensive positions, just gives our manager a lot of tools in the toolbox.
A 3-batter minimum. Good for baseball. You like it. I know you're really into the game in terms of, you're asked about the rules all the time and committees and those kind of things. What do you think about this particular rule?
I don't think it'll be that impactful, especially to the average fan. Again, if you finish the inning, you can face one hitter or two.
Yeah.
Right? I think it gets a little bit more tricky as you bring in a reliever and he starts the inning. And that's where you're going to, you know, that's where things could get a little testy.
Yeah.
But, you know, ultimately, I think it's probably not going to have as big of impact as maybe some people think.
A couple more questions, I'll let you go. The London series, it's great for the Cardinals. I mean, why is it a good thing for the St. Louis Cardinals? Some fans ask, but why are they going to London? Well, I'll ask John Mozeliak, why is it good for the Cardinals?
Well, when you think about your brand and having the ability to grow it globally is something that you, these are rare opportunities. And so, you know, we think about the Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals, as something where, you know, being able to reach out and touch people we normally couldn't seemed attractive to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't know if the London series is going to go on past this year or not, but, you know, I think it's a great honor to know that it was Boston, New York, you know, St. Louis, Chicago.
Yeah.
And so to be thought of in that type regard is something that I think we were all flattered and thought it was a great opportunity for our brand and for our fans.
Finally, Mo, with what's gone on in Houston, what kind of restrictions is baseball going to look at with all teams before opening day? What are they going to try to do to make sure that these kind of things don't happen?
Well, I have been told on what some of those things might look like, but rather than get ahead of myself or the league, I think I better not. But, you know, clearly you don't want a repeat of this. And given all the drama and really some of the results of what has happened from this, I can't imagine that it would continue. But, you know, crazy things do happen. So I think having some governors on this or rules in place will be something that you do see happen.
Thanks, Mo. Thanks for doing this every Monday, and it's going to be a fun year. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Hughes.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.